Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
We're trying to make BJ a superstar. So every day on the show, what we do is we videotape him and post it on TikTok.
Jamie's had a hard time getting her TikTok account to take off.
Yeah.
So she's needed a little extra boost. Right. And to be honest with you, what better boost is there than me?
Right.
Jamie.
Today it was his man bod.
Right. Yeah.
Half naked.
Yeah. And you know that the ladies, did you see that survey that came out last week that women love man bods?
They love dad bods.
I've always done it.
BJ.
I mean, I could be like Carson and Spadil and hit the gym, but why ruin it for the ladies?
No, you're cutting edge.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is a Friday, and it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, KALC Radio, right here in Denver, Colorado, also known as Alice 105.9. And it's also on the Odyssey app, which you can download for your smartphone to take us anywhere you go. Yeah, I think it works okay. So download it. It's called Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Basically sliding into work today.
Yeah, it was sketch.
Well, I am officially going to call in to work for everybody listening to the program today. Okay.
Oh.
I am going to take it upon myself to make sure that you are not penalized if you don't make it to work today. The roads are nasty. They're slick. It's dangerous. Yeah, it's dangerous out there. So, therefore, I'm just saying it's Friday. Take a three-day weekend. You have my blessing. Thank you very much.
Tell your bosses.
Have a good day and good night, everybody. It's nasty.
It is. Like I-25, it was just, and it's that frozen slush. And of course, they don't plow the off ramps at all.
Yeah. I know. We hear the complaint every single time, don't we? But our parking lot is squeaky clean, man. I know they don't get to the off ramps and they don't get to I-25 or even I-70. On most occasions, but let me tell you something. Here at the DTC, if you've got a parking lot, man, oh man, are they good.
Our plow guy is spot on.
Is that amazing or what? I pulled into the parking lot this morning, and they have the snow completely removed. It's unbelievable. That was at, what, 5 o'clock this morning?
Oh, yeah, he's fast.
I got here like 4:45, and he wasn't even here. He was already gone.
they're so quick, but I'm driving down Bellevue because I come in from the west side of town, and my side of town probably has, I don't know, maybe 3-4 inches more than what we have here at the DTC. But leaving my house, I mean, it was a nightmare all the way to work until I got to our parking lot, and then things clear up nicely. I love the job.
Full traction.
I don't know what they pay those guys, but they're not paying them enough. You got to jack that up just a bit. You know what I mean?
Dude, even during the blizzard, they got it that fast. It was crazy.
I know. It's unbelievable what they do. All right, if you get out this morning and you got to be somewhere, maybe you got to be to work, doctor's appointment or whatever, school, it's pretty nasty. It's pretty nasty in most areas this morning. I think, Spadil, what aren't you saying that there's a couple of places, maybe to the north or whatever, that didn't get as much snow?
Yeah, if you were up north and you're kind of more towards the plains, you didn't get as much snow as we got down here.
Yeah, well, take it easy because there's a lot of ice And it's very, very slick this morning, but it is a Friday. And again, if you want to take the day off, hey, no problem with me. I'll call in for you. Promise you. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning. Last night, we were at the dentist office until 7:30 at night. I had no idea that you could make a dental cleaning appointment at 6:30 at night.
That seems a little late. You go to some sketchy dentist or something?
No. It's actually a very nice place. And in fact, it was so impressive that I'm thinking about switching over to this particular facility. It was pretty impressive. It's down there off of, let's see here, near Dry Creek and Broadway.
Okay.
But a very, you know that boardwalk, that restaurant there? It's very close to that. But we had an appointment last night, my wife did, to have her teeth cleaned at 6:30 at night.
Yeah, that seems late.
I'm sitting in the parking lot at 7:30 last night going, what the heck's going on here? you guys got to shut the door around 4 o'clock, don't you?
I know some dentist offices that close around like maybe 4:30, yeah. Especially on... like when it's Thursday, some even have Friday off. They don't even go into work on Friday.
And today we have another appointment. I've got to be at an orthodontist at 10:30. My wife fell down the stairs. So no, I didn't push her. But she fell down the stairs last Sunday. And so she's got a broken foot and maybe even some ligaments or tendons or something that's torn. We find out more today, but today's a go-go day. Go. Got to get Frog to school. Got a busy, busy day today.
You're going
to
be on the move.
I'm going to be on the move. But it's Friday, and the weekend is here. I was supposed to play in a golf tournament this weekend, but it looks like that's off the table.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
You think so? Unless we have a rapid melting today.
No, it's going to be pretty chilly all day.
Yeah.
I think you're safe.
Are you guys going to be watching the royal funeral tomorrow?
You'd have to pay me extra to do that.
Yeah.
You don't want to see?
No, I'm good.
You don't want to see William and Harry roll their eyes at each other?
I feel like it's going to be boring, and if anything exciting happens, we'll just be able to rewatch it.
It's definitely going to be boring.
I picture them like my brother and I, or my brother and me, when we were in church together, when we were like 8, 9 years old. You know how you stand there next to each other, punching each other?
Little jab, little elbow.
See which one will make a noise and flinch and interrupt the entire service that's going on?
Yeah.
That's what I picture tomorrow.
You think William's just going to sit there and hit Harry?
I think Harry.
Or you think Harry's going to try and make Will look bad?
I think Harry's the instigator.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Harry's going to be standing there and just reach over and stomp his foot like this. Like this, and have him go, oh, geez, and interrupt the entire service that's going on. Something's going to happen tomorrow. I think the service. I think the service, and I don't know how much viewership, and I probably won't see it. I'm just kidding. But I think it starts here at like 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow morning.
Wow! I bet you some people will watch. I just don't have an urge to.
Local time in London, it's 3 o'clock, and if I'm not mistaken, we're 7 hours behind. And I think it's going to have a pretty big, I mean, obviously in the UK it's going to be huge. But I think here in the US there'll be several million people that will be watching this. Now, I don't know if it's televised or if it's a streaming or whatever. But I think just the curiosity of seeing those two brothers in the same room together after everything that's gone on with the Oprah interview, Meghan Markle and everything. I think people are going to watch.
It's going to be awkward. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the Oprah Winfrey interview would have bigger numbers than what it did in the U.S. I really did. But I do think the funeral will get probably, I don't know, maybe 7-8 million people, maybe, to watch it. That's more than The Masked Singer.
Okay. I mean, it's not hard to beat that show.
You know, if you're a dead prince, you've got to beat The Masked Singer, don't you?
I would hope so.
I think so.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show, your chance to win $1,000. Come up at 7:10 this morning. We've got a code word for you. We'll give you that code word. And possibly that $1,000. What a great way to start the weekend, huh? All right, your chance to win at 7:10.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 27 degrees right now. Slippery, slippery, slippery. How was your drive-in, Jamie?
You know, I don't like those tires, those new tires I got. Mm-mm. I got those brand-new Pirellis that are supposed to be, like, super-duper all season. Well, they're lying. It's just summer.
Yeah, and I've always noticed that the more you pay for tires, the worse tires they are.
No kidding.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I've bought tires before where I paid $69 a tire. Those things lasted forever.
$69.
$69. It's been about 15 years ago, but it was $69 on sale. I bought four, and they lasted forever.
Yeah.
And then I've purchased tires that are $1,200.
Yeah.
And they barely even make it through one season.
Yeah, yeah. There's not all season at all. Nope, not all. No. When they said all season, they meant just like maybe some summer. Yeah. Maybe spring outside of winter.
Maybe some rain.
Maybe some rain.
They say all weather as long as the weather doesn't drop below 70.
Exactly.
That's what I mean.
It's just, you know, it's getting over in the other lanes. It's going to be tough. So, and I know all of you are very skilled drivers here in Colorado, and I know you need to show everybody how you can go 80 in this, and it's very impressive to all of us, and we congratulate you, but some of us aren't going to go 80, and some of us are just going to, you know, just drive like a grandma.
I had a bit of a scare this morning, and not necessarily an accident scare. All right, so I'm coming down the highway, and this vehicle is behind me, and the blue lights come on.
Oh, that's scary.
And I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, what did I do? And first of all, you don't want to have to pull over on a morning like this.
No.
Okay? Yeah. I don't want my window down. It's cold. It's snowing inside. I haven't done anything wrong, but the blue lights light up. And I'm thinking, oh, man, I've got to pull over. I can't find a place because there was no shoulder where I was. Do I pull into a side street? And then the car whips out and goes around me. And it's a plow truck.
Snowplow, I was going to say.
it doesn't
have the red. The red lights are the cops, but I noticed that they all had their blue lights on.
The blue lights are the cops.
Red.
Blue.
Okay.
Cops are blue lights.
Okay.
The blues.
Okay.
And that's what threw me off because these guys are supposed to have either the red or yellow. And when the blues came on, I thought it was a police officer. And I'm like, what the hell did I do? What did I do wrong?
Well, if you see them out right now, there's a lot of blue lights blinking, and it's all snowplows.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen one. Well, most of the time they combine them.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of different colors that are up there. But when it's solid blue, you automatically think police officer. And then the car, and it's like a F-150. It's some guy that's hooked up a plow to his truck and out making a few extra bucks this morning. So I get the whole thing, but the lights threw me off.
Yeah, it's a little scary, a little intimidating, especially when the plow is driving a three all along. And did you know you can't pass them like that? It's a rule.
You're not supposed to pass.
I don't really know that rule. I know it's a law.
Yeah, you're supposed to stay behind them, I guess, and just go at 20 miles per hour until they're done.
So if they're in tandem, in one lane and the other lane, it's illegal to go around.
Yeah. Yep, it's a whole thing.
Get out of here.
Yeah, that's what they said.
No wonder I'm being pulled over. Because I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Right. It was quite the drive. And then I'm seeing where was that, where the tree is down?
Yeah.
I think it's Wash Park area, maybe somewhere around there.
Somewhere around Wash Park. I think you're right. I don't know. But we're watching the news on Fox 31. And you guys, this ginormous tree came down on a car. Oh, my God, from Texas. Well, he has Texas plates, so I don't know if he's a rental car.
And it's taken up the entire street.
Oh, it's horrible.
And I agree. I agree with you that that's going to be the story today.
They're going
to
stand by
I love Colorado. When I first moved to Colorado about 18 years ago, the big stories were some of the lamest stories you've ever seen. Home and garden shows, they would be covering, and these would be lead stories in Colorado. And I came from a crime-ridden city like Cincinnati, Ohio, where the first five stories were murders, okay? But Colorado, they covered all the happy news. And it was so cool to see.
Well, it's like when they get one story, because there's one tree down, okay, that they found, and that they have a guy right on. Jim Hooley later on will be right by that big tree. You know they will send Jim Hooley.
They're going to have all the reporters in town there.
They're right there by the big tree that fell down in the street.
And I always wonder if that car, that particular car, is paid for, or if somebody's upside down and they're glad that it's crushed.
Oh, because they owe so much money on it?
Yeah. Yeah. Your insurance.
Yeah,
you,
right.
No, it's kind of like you and that vehicle you had at one time. The Land Rover or the Range Rover?
The Range Rover, yeah.
Remember how you wanted somebody to crash into that thing or you left sandwiches in there for a bear?
I did. Because the bear came. Remember, you guys, Peaches came to the neighbor's house. So I tried everything to get Peaches to come to my house.
And it didn't happen.
Did not steal anything. I mean, didn't rip it apart, not steal. It didn't rip it apart. I was so pissed. I left food down with the windows down a little bit. Yes, it was insurance fraud, but I don't care.
One of the best stories I've ever heard. Who goes out and buys McDonald's, sticks it in the front seat so that a bear will come and rip your vehicle apart? Because if you remember, there was a bear that was in the news that particular week.
No, Peaches was at the other house.
Yeah, remember? Right next door.
Peaches had just busted into that Mercedes and destroyed it. And so I knew Peaches was in the area.
Yeah.
I say that Peaches because she had Peaches in her car.
Yeah.
And so the bear destroyed her Mercedes just for some Peaches. But I was an idiot and got McDonald's.
Right.
And I guess they don't like it that.
Instead, that particular vehicle backfired because you end up leaving the sunroof open.
Yeah,
and it snowed like much like a morning like this, actually, and it snowed inside that vehicle and screwed up the entire electrical system.
Yeah, that was a good purchase all the way around that car.
Solid.
So my son just looked up the car that I have right now, JD Powers. It's also the most unreliable vehicle. I replaced the Range Rover with another most unreliable vehicle. Can you believe that? It was rated most unreliable.
Whatever you think you want to buy, you should go the exact opposite.
Yeah. That's why I'm going to Castle Rock Ford. I love you guys. Yeah.
All right, quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Tabloid Trash. We'll do it next.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm just looking at everything and sorry. And there's just like not a whole lot of action going on in the celebrity world. I'm so sorry to tell you. However, I do see that Kanye West says that this is kind of a slam on Kim, I think, Kim Kardashian, that he wants to date the next person he dates. He wants him to be an artist, a creative person, somebody he can really connect with on the artistic level.
He needs that.
Yes.
He really does.
Yeah, he does.
Because it stokes the fire with him.
Yes.
That he becomes more creative himself. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think anyone can speak his language, though, and be on the same level as him.
Well, there's a great point right there. That is so true, because he is quite quirky. He is, yeah. So it's going to take a very special kind of artist to be with Kanye.
I don't know. I think he and Cardi B would be great together.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh,
she's a whack job.
Yeah, she's quite the artist,
perfect.
Too. Yeah, but you know, I mean, like, he created that weird architectural sink that you can't even tell it's a sink. It's in their house. It's really kind of a marvel. I mean, I have to be honest. It's amazing.
Yeah, the water, it looks like it's flat, and the water just flows right into the little crevice.
It's really cool. And some of his architectural ideas are pretty amazing. I mean, for Kanye and but he's such a, I don't know. I don't even know what to call his art, because he's a minimalist when it comes to decorating, but it's like functioning minimalistic stuff. I don't know. I just feel bad for the kids. All they see is beige. Their whole life is beige.
That's it.
All their clothes, all the house.
I do agree, though. I don't think Kim has ever gotten him. I really don't.
No, yeah.
I don't think she understands.
Let's see here. It says eastbound I-70 is plugged up at Floyd Hill by semis not chaining up. So I guess they're showing pictures of eastbound I-70 again, plugged up at Floyd Hill right there by semis not chaining up. Just so you know, it was just breaking news, so I thought I'd share that right in the middle of Kanye West's story. All right, Jimmy Kimmel Live. Anderson Cooper was on there, and he talks about how he's going to be the host of Jeopardy.
I crushed it the first time. The second time I was playing against Cheech Marin, and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a cakewalk. I mean, I've seen Cheech and Chong movies. The synapses can't be firing that quickly. Turns out he is the smartest guy.
He's very smart.
He destroyed me. And do you know what it's like to walk into the CNN newsroom the day after Cheech Marin has destroyed you in every
Yeah, that would be humiliating.
That would be embarrassing.
Yeah. Let's hear. He also talks about his son's first birthday party.
I mean, he obviously doesn't know what's going on with that. So
right.
I figured the only thing that really matters is just like staging, You know how they staged the moon landing? You know?
Yes, sure. Of course.
Yeah. So I just think I'm going to, like, stage this. You know, I'll get, a cake, a prop cake, and put on a hat and balloons and maybe hire some people to just stand around. And then years from now, I can show him he had a great one birthday party.
So did you see, because I know you're a big fan of Jeopardy, did you see Anderson Cooper when he did the hosting of it?
I did not. No, I did not.
Because I could picture him being pretty decent
at
it.
Yeah, I bet he was. Yeah. Pretty good at it.
But wouldn't that be a pay cut for him?
I don't know.
Think about it. CNN, he's got his own show. I don't know.
I don't know either.
He could do both, though, right? They could tape out Jeopardy. And,
oh, I don't know.
It'd be a long day.
It'd be a long day.
And I don't know where they film Jeopardy.
Yeah,
probably not in where is he? Atlanta.
And you're talking both shows every day.
Or is yeah, he in New York.
This
now?
Is not is like it? I mean, if you had one that aired once a week, you could do both. But if you're doing it every single day.
Somebody said, talking about traffic, just so everybody knows, I-25 and Broadway is a quote cluster F.
Oh no!
Wow, I-25 and Broadway. They say it's a cluster F.
I guess they're not happy.
Yeah. Do you want to go live to the guy that has down power lines? Listen, they're going to be all over the Capitol Hill.
Plus, and Denver police are actually blocking off 14th Avenue because vehicles were driving by and snagging onto it. It has caused the power outages, according to Excel, of about 450 people in the Cap Hill area. So, this is the situation for the person from Texas. Welcome to Colorado, unfortunately. This is how it's greeted. But again, this is what Mother Nature does in spring. And this is what happens when heavy, wet snow falls on trees that obviously weren't the strongest, guys. Back to you.
Okay, so there it is.
Back to us.
450 people without power in Capitol Hill, a big tree down, and power lines. And they're going to be on it all day.
Not a good day to wake up with no power.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I want to know... I know we've talked about this, but the Texas license plates, those all can't be rental cars. They just can't be all rental cars.
There's too many of them.
You think that some people just, because of the fee,
I guess
they don't switch it over?
I don't know. There's so many.
Yeah.
There's so many. I'm like, where are you coming from? That's not a rental car look. I know rental cars, and you don't have a rental car. That's an old pickup truck. That's not a rental car that can get an Avis. I don't know.
I don't know. I think maybe you can buy Texas tags on the black market.
Maybe you can.
Just slap them on your car.
Yeah, because the thing is, they don't have to be renewed. They don't have a renewable sticker thing. And so that's why rental cars register them in Texas is because they don't need the renewal.
It makes sense. Save your money.
That's what I think is going on, too. Yeah. I think people are getting those tags and putting them on their cars so they don't have to renew every year and pay that big fee. Okay. Colorado's expensive for tags.
It's really expensive.
Yeah, especially if you go out and buy a new car, they tag you, so to speak, when you get to the DMV.
Yeah, we all know that too well, don't we?
Yeah.
Right, Schmidl, do you feel the pain when you have to renew your tags?
Oh, every time.
What is yours?
Like $30. I don't know. Yeah. That car's not worth anything.
That's what amazes me because a lot of times they quote, and I don't know where the money goes, but they'll say that it's got to do with emissions and different things. But the crappier your car, the less you pay.
Yeah.
I know.
The more that you emit the gases into the atmosphere, you pay less.
The cheaper it is,
You go get a great car that's an $80,000 car, you pay out the nose.
Yeah. And I go to that kiosk and then ask for, a lot of money. I'm like, you're a kiosk. Don't insult me by asking. I don't know. It's like I have a fight with the kiosk. I'm like, you're not even a human asking for that kind of money.
I agree.
It shouldn't even be allowed to take that. Anyway, let's see. What else did I want to tell you about? Hold on. There was a couple of things. Oh, how to watch Prince Philip's funeral. They have a whole thing. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. But I guess millions of people around the world are expected to tune in to Prince Philip's funeral service on Saturday, that's tomorrow, which will be broadcast by major television networks. I guess Gayle King's going to be live on it.
Get out of here.
Yeah, she sure is. So that'll be worth watching, just her and Savannah Guthrie and Gayle King doing a play-by-play of Prince Philip's funeral.
Now, it starts at 8 o'clock our time, okay? And now, is it on TV or is it just all stream?
Yeah, they said CNN will cover it. CNN will cover it. Oh, NBC, okay. CBS.
Yeah, it looks like the major news.
Everybody's going to kind of cover it, yeah. So it'll be all over our TVs tomorrow morning. I don't know.
I'll watch.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, I think so, because I was supposed to be in a golf tournament. Obviously, that's not going to happen. At 8 o'clock in the morning, everybody else is in bed. I'm usually up. I might turn it on.
Yeah, just might watch it.
Yeah, just to see if a fight breaks out or something. Yeah.
I guess Harry's been there for 5 days now, 7 days, something like that. And he's only talked to William on the phone one time. Now, he is quarantining, so they're saying that has something to do with it. But they've only talked on the phone briefly for one time.
Sounds like an excuse to me, doesn't it, you? Mm-hmm. Yep, the old quarantine. Yep. We all use it.
Oh, for sure.
If you don't want to attend something, you don't want to do a function here or there because you just maybe don't even like the other people that invited you, you just use the quarantine or the virus as an excuse.
It's an easy out, and no one's going to question you.
Exactly.
And yesterday we told you that the Queen has ordered that they all go in suits. No more of the uniforms for this particular funeral because she doesn't want to upstage anyone at the funeral. So she's got everybody in suits.
However, he is going to be allowed to wear his medals, and William will be wearing his medals as well. The funny part is about the medals is that Harry has more medals than William. Oh. So he has like 4 that go across, and William only has like 3 that go across. So he's like, yes, right. I got more medals than you.
Yeah, he served a lot more, right?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And then also...
He's a helicopter pilot.
The Queen has positioned another person in between them. You'll never see them side by side on the camera.
It's the brother. What's his name? Of
I don't know.
The king, or of Charles. What's the brother's name?
Andrew?
I think it's Andrew.
Prince Andrew, yeah.
He's going to be in the middle of them.
Yeah. But the Queen's ordered someone to be in between them so they're not walking together or even sitting together at the funeral.
But I guess that's a common thing because they also had Diana's brother walk between them during her funeral. They were saying on Entertainment Tonight that everybody's making a big deal about it, but it's actually a common thing.
Really?
Yeah, because they said the same thing happened at Diana. If you remember Diana's funeral, Diana's brother walked between the two of them, too.
Huh.
So
I want them to walk together. I want them to sit together.
I know. I want
a few punches.
I wanted a thing for it to be a thing, too, that they can't stand each other so much they're not walking together. But I guess it's a normal thing.
I want to see them together. I want to see a little jabbing here and there. I mean, that's the only way to pick up a funeral.
Frontier Day. Yeah, I agree, because otherwise it's going to be boring. Frontier Days is coming up, and Garth Brooks sold out in an hour. He's going to be at Frontier Days. The lineup looks incredible, but yeah, he sold out already in an hour. Is it going to be a full stadium?
Yeah, packed.
Wow.
They're at full capacity.
And then the other thing I'm really excited about, I don't know why. I've not been shy about telling people I like country music a lot, but the Country Music Awards are on Sunday night, and I think this is going to be fabulous. So Miranda Lambert and Ella King are going to open up the show with their song Drunk. It's the first live performance of them together singing the song Drunk. We play it once in a while here at Alice, but it... I don't know. I just think it's going to be a great performance, those two together. Again, it's Drunk. And then all these superstars are going to be performing on Sunday night. So I'm excited about the...
Now, are they going to have a crowd or is that virtual?
They're going to do different locations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to do different locations.
They will be live performances, but they're going to be at different venues.
At that Bluebird Bar and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So.
Tootsies.
Tootsies?
Tootsies.
I don't know.
You ever heard of Tootsies?
I've never heard of Tootsies.
Oh, Tootsies is world famous.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen
them. Nashville.
At Tootsies. They're always at the Bluebird.
Yep.
But I'll look.
I like the name, Tootsies.
Let me give you a story, because I'm from Nashville. Tootsies Orchid Lounge is a place where a lot of the people, the Hank Juniors and all those people, written songs inside this bar, and it has a tunnel that connects it to the Ryman Auditorium, the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, so they sit there and drink, and then they go on stage.
Yeah. They would sneak off stage after they would perform in between acts, because you had 2 or 3 shows a night, and they would go over to the bar through this tunnel, this hidden door, and they would go there and drink like a sailor, and then go back and perform later that night.
That is cool.
And it's called Tootsie's Orchid Lounge.
I do know, you know how we want to see Prince William and Harry together? I do know that Blake's going to be there, and so is Miranda. So... I always like it when the camera pans on Blake while Miranda's singing, and then when the camera goes on Miranda when Blake's singing, and I was just trying to look.
All we can hope for is that Blake gets snockered, okay?
Yeah.
If he gets all drunk, which he's very likely to do, then a fight could break out. Something could happen.
So
let's just hope that Blake drinks up, okay?
Or he's going to be flipping off the camera.
Something
I hate you, Miranda. I hate you.
Why'd you get more successful now that we broke up? Because she literally, I mean, she already had a great career, but she took off after that divorce.
She blew up.
I mean, yep. It was insanity. Anyway, there you go, Tablet Trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here we go. Drunk.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you say this is Sunday night?
Yep.
CMAs? Is that it?
Yep, CMAs? Country Music Awards with Miranda and Ella King, that song right there. They're going to open up the show with that. First time ever on stage together.
Oh, okay.
Singing that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good song,
it
right?
It is a great song.
Yeah, does today feel different? To me, it just feels so different because everything's opening up. Douglas County goes rogue today.
Oh, yeah.
Weld County. It feels the same.
Yeah. It kind of feels the same. Yeah.
Do you have plans to get out this weekend now that it's opened up, or it just doesn't really matter?
Well, we're doing yoga and mimosas.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we're doing that. And then Christy's 50th birthday party. So we got lots going on.
I thought she had that like 3 weeks ago.
She did, but we had the blizzard.
Oh, it got canceled.
I started to say,
she's pulling your leg. No, this is the third one you've gone to.
Well, she had the blizzard, so only like five of us made it for the first one. I feel bad because now look at the weather again. It's like, oh my gosh, you can't get a break.
You wanted to snow. Just have her to post a party somewhere, right?
No kidding. I don't feel like we're doing anything. I mean, I don't know what the yoga and mimosa is going to be like, but it's at a bar and we're doing yoga.
We were at a right next to, you remember the place that we did Bar Bingo, the boardroom over on Broadway?
I do, yeah.
We were next door to that because of a dentist appointment last night. That place was packed.
Was it?
Yeah, and now I don't know what county that is. That might be...
It's Douglas.
Is it still Douglas?
Yeah, it's Douglas.
It's by all the car dealerships, right? Yeah.
Is that Douglas County?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, but it was packed. I mean, there were cars just lined up to park.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I don't know if that has anything to do with the changing today of how other places are going to open up here. Some are, some aren't. I guess if you're in Denver, you still have the 6-foot rule, so there's really no way to do 100% with 6-foot rule.
Yeah, the Restaurant Association actually is kind of pissed off about this whole thing because, you know, they Denver went back to blue or whatever color. And but the problem is they kept the 6-foot rule. And so the Restaurant Association came out and said, you know, that's great for these huge restaurants, whatever, they can open up and all that stuff. But the 6-foot rule still for these small restaurants means 25% capacity.
Yeah. Go inside a Starbucks, for example, and do the 6-foot rule.
Yeah.
You're not going to have 100%. Mm-hmm. So it's really talking out of your butt when you say everybody goes to 100%, but you got to be 6 foot apart.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying, hogwash. Yeah,
it doesn't make sense at all, but today things loosen up for Douglas County, correct?
Yep.
You guys are out of control down there.
Wide open. Yep.
And I think Weld County, if I'm not mistaken,
they've never even been closed down.
Yeah. That's what
Weld
I said.
Weld County's been rolling.
They officially announced, like, all COVID restrictions are gone.
Remember at the very beginning, too, they were just, like, rogue. That was the only place in April you could get your haircut.
They wanted to break away and go to Wyoming.
Yeah, that was so... But the only thing I know is like the 2 a.m. rule, right?
Yeah, so bars and restaurants can now serve until 2 a.m. That's last call.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in a bar, and not necessarily a bar / restaurant like an old Chicago, for example, but if you're in a true honky-tonk bar in Douglas County, there is no 6-foot rule?
Well, they don't. Yeah. Trust me.
They might say there's a 6-foot rule, but there's definitely not.
I'm just trying to get myself on the same page here.
Yeah, there's never been rules in Douglas County.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning. And it's slick out there. So if you don't have to be out this morning, take a little extra time maybe.
Yeah, it's mostly those ruts. Those will get you. Because you get stuck in them, or then you're like, oh, God, oh, my God. And then you oversteer, and that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, so it's slick. I think the snow is supposed to stop mid-morning, maybe midday or so. I'm not really sure, but I'm not sure anybody's sure. But it's going to be a slick day today, no doubt about it.
I don't know. I'm seeing that it's still going to snow tonight.
That's what I'm seeing, too.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
It says 11 p.m. we're still going to get more snow.
So I don't know.
It's not stopping.
Maybe it's
all
coming in waves.
Yeah, because she is standing right in front of the map at 11 p.m. on Friday night saying there's an additional inch coming.
Well, I hear you. Hey, did you see this list of the most searched conspiracy theories by state?
I did.
Did you see that?
I thought that was funny.
I did too.
Yeah.
Simply because for Colorado, the most searched conspiracy theory is flat earth.
For Colorado. We can do better than that, people.
We're smarter than that, aren't we?
Yeah, that's such a dumb one to research. Flat earth.
We could be worse. We could be Montana and Washington, where their most searched is lizard people.
Lizard people. See, I would prefer lizard people searches.
Yeah, it's a little more exciting,
yeah,
as,
but
I think.
Flat earth, really? That's what we search?
We're flat earth.
That's so boring.
That makes us appear to be a bunch of dummies.
I know. Okay? I agree with you.
I mean,
yeah.
If we're searching for the New World Order, which is on here, New Coke is on here.
Oh.
But we're flat earth?
Well, and I'm shocked that it's not all the underground tunnels and the whole DIA theories and all that.
Yeah, because that's probably one of the biggest ones, I would think.
Yeah,
UFOs?
Well, no, because DIA has that whole thing going on. And so I'm surprised that's not it. In fact, DIA plays on it, and they do some artwork that shows, like, aliens underground and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But no, flat earth.
Yeah, it's sad.
It is so sad.
All right, I got a feeling. Now, I've not brought it up, Jamie.
Yeah.
And I've not turned up his microphone.
Okay.
But I don't think the workout yesterday went as planned.
Oh, you don't?
With the new girl, the trainer at the gym.
Well, which is it? I don't know, because one minute was the trainer, and next minute
she's a trainer.
It's been the trainer. That's the main one, two times now.
Okay.
And then there was some random listener that came up to him.
What was her name? Her name was like
Danielle.
Danielle.
Yeah.
But I think the Thursday thing was the trainer. He has a trainer, but this is a separate trainer who was really complimentary of his technique at the gym, if you will.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
So. Shmadil?
Well, Carson can confirm this. Our trainer yesterday was there when the other trainer came up to me and said that I was a beast.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to laugh. I know you were serious. Well. I'm so sorry that I just instantly laughed.
Well, and it's funny because I walked in and Shmadil made sure to make a point that he got hit on again.
Yeah. Oh, he told you.
Now, is it, I'm trying to picture the trainer because I don't know who she is. Is it the short one?
Yeah, it's the short girl with the black hair.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she walked over and she said you were a beast.
Yeah. I was doing like RDLs, which is like I don't want to explain that. But anyway, she was watching me do them and she said that I was a beast.
Really?
Yeah.
While you were doing your RDLs.
Uh-huh.
Now, is she aware that we're talking about her on the air?
I think so.
I feel like she is.
But have you asked her that? Did it go?
I haven't directly asked her.
Have you guys had a conversation?
Yeah.
Beyond, no.
Oh, okay.
So you didn't ask for her phone number, nothing?
No.
You were just like, thanks for the compliment, baby.
Yeah.
He still doesn't
I thought if
it.
I played it
I mean,
cool,
this,
it'd work
no,
better.
No, but this girl, it keeps going. She keeps doing this for you. I mean, that's a lot of balls, for a woman to come over to you, three times now?
Especially during a workout and in front of your trainer.
Yeah. So she's putting herself out there. She's done it to you three times now, and you just, thanks.
Are you not interested?
I don't know. I'm not good at that stuff. I'm embarrassed, I guess. Yeah, I'm awkward.
She seems cute. I think you should go. Well, but
how
also
do you seem cute.
Well, because she's always got a mask on. You can't really tell.
Yeah.
But also, you got to be careful because if things go south with her, you have to see her a lot.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I go there every day.
You can't change your gym.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You go there every day?
Yeah, except for Sunday.
You are a beast. Wow, that's impressive. So, I feel bad for her because at some point she's going to stop because she keeps putting herself out there, and then you just...
Yeah, but like Carson said, if it goes south, it's bad.
All right. So what do you want? What do you want from this?
Yeah.
but see, I just
want her to keep complimenting me because it feels good.
you just use an excuse that Carson gave you.
Yeah.
So you really not thought about this very much at all. It's quite. And the second thing I would say is, with that physique, you go to the gym every day.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
It's only been 9 weeks, and I put on 6 pounds of muscle, bro.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm insulted right now.
Wow.
bro.
You look fantastic.
Yeah, I feel good, too.
Bro.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to rip your sleeves off right now.
Right now.
Yeah. Show them your guns, man.
Yeah.
Show them how you do those RDLs.
Yeah. your guns are more like a BB gun.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You gotta hit back with something about his muffin top.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll take that as a compliment. You gotta hold it.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, Schmidl. I was just reading what's his name? Roaring Kitty that got you suckered into buying GameStop?
Yeah.
He's going to make $7 million today because he's selling his options.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's over.
Hey, just look at it like this. You helped fund some of that.
That's
yeah.
What I mean.
You're
yeah.
part of that.
Yeah,
made
you're part of
a millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you and he are connected. It's that 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
You should hit him up for some money.
No kidding, because he's the one that started the entire GameStop drama on the, you know, in the stock market or whatever. And so he's selling his options today. He has 100,000 of them, and people like Schmidl did fund him
exactly
because you bought into his whole Reddit thing.
Yeah, and once he's selling, it's just over.
Yeah,
he's the leader of it all. So
yeah.
He made $7 million off of you.
Oh, man, I got to sell it right now.
What a great scam, though.
I know, right?
Yeah, you start something up like this, get everybody on board. It's almost like a Ponzi scheme.
I know.
He's like the Bernie Madoff
of
Reddit.
But his is completely legal, what he did. Yeah. So, I don't know. All right, there's some other things that we wanted to talk about. There's a whole thing about A-Rod and J-Lo. They're single now. And we all know that J-Lo cannot be alone. She can't be alone. Mm-mm. And I know we played this game before, Sweep of the Nation, like, who is J-Lo going to hoe with next?
Yeah.
But, man, this is going to be exciting.
Maybe it's Kanye.
No.
He's looking for somebody in the business. I mean, come on. She did with P. Diddy.
But he wanted an artist as in, like, not a singing artist, like an artiste.
Well, I felt like it was a good guess. Let me hear yours, Carson.
I could see him and Lady Gaga getting together. That would be a weird combo.
I was on J-Lo.
What do you mean?
I was doing who would J-Lo hook up.
Oh, no, I was going to go with Kanye and Lady Gaga. That's what I was thinking about.
Okay, but what about J-Lo?
Pete Davidson.
No, he's tied up at the moment. He's got his dream girl right now.
I got what? Schmidl. He's in showbiz.
Yeah, I'm a beast.
That'd be perfect.
Oh, by the way, Schmidl, I want to apologize.
You should.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The guy's been putting in the work.
You're my pal.
Thank you.
You do look like you've gone to the gym every day.
I appreciate it.
You can't laugh after you say that.
Come on.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Listen, hold on.
What?
Okay. If you're going to apologize, you don't need to put lies in there. Just apologize and tell me you're proud of them.
I'm proud of you, Schmidl. And you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work and go, go, go.
I mean, working out every single day, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very good.
I had other dudes at the paintball field coming up to me and tell me I look more muscular. Those are dudes. Like, they don't give out compliments easy.
Exactly. You are ripped and shredded.
Voss is strong.
Oh, is that a thing?
Hashtag Voss is
strong.
Yeah, from gamer to player.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're not quite at the player status yet, but.
I love it. From gamer to player.
Excuse me while I go out in the hallway and get the BS off my boots.
I love it.
Gosh, that smells bad.
That is awesome. That, you know what? I'm buying you that shirt.
It's their new ad campaign.
Yeah. They turn gamers into players. Voss is strong. That's a whole ad campaign right there. That is amazing. I am ashamed. Sometimes, like, when I'm out of the loop about things, you guys, you know, when I didn't know something was cool. like when I didn't know the word legit was happening, you know, stuff like that. I feel really ashamed of myself. I'm like, how can I have a 14-year-old kid and yet not know this is happening in the world and be so unhip and so uncool? I, friends, did not know about Belfies.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I've never heard about Belfies in my lifetime. Apparently, friends, this is where you take a picture of your ass and send it to your friends.
And you would think this word would get around.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're taking pictures of your butt to post, I mean, you would think that would be something would be all over.
I know. I mean, maybe it's because I'm not on dating sites that I don't know about this. Dating.com released the results of its latest member survey and found that Belfies have taken precedence over selfies among today's most eligible singles. A Belfie is a selfie of your butt. 64% have sent an online connection at least one Belfie. Really? That's what y'all are doing on dating sites?
Now, is this with clothes on or clothes off?
I don't know.
Clothes off, for sure.
Schmidl's on dating sites.
I see a lot of women do it with clothes on.
Yeah.
But I personally, when I see it, I find it, it's like this is the only thing that I have, right? Like, this is all I have to offer is my nice butt. So, like... It's what's the point of even talking to this person?
Oh, so it turned you off. I think
a little bit,
saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, really, that's all you have?
Yeah.
Is your butt?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like, there's no personality there.
Kind of
like,
creepy
my butt.
That you're explaining it.
Well, no.
It's like you've sat and thought about this.
I have, yeah.
I think he's saying that when a girl sends him a Belfie, he's like, oh, man, I want intellect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever sent out a Belfie?
No.
Okay, good.
Have you ever bought one on that website that you go to? Because I got a feeling you have.
100%.
Maybe.
Yeah.
How much is a Belfie?
I mean, they can set whatever price they want.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. That's that only.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The most I paid is $2.
For a butt pick.
Yeah.
A $2 butt pick?
Uh-huh. But I'm the only one who has it. It's like those NFT
things. Oh, it's a personalized butt pick.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
it's
got you.
It's an art at this point, yeah. Wow.
That's special.
So they tell you you're the only one that's going to get a $2 butt pick?
Yes.
And you believe that?
I do.
Yeah, you're definitely not the only one that got that.
You don't think that there's 100,000 butt picks, the same ones out there.
Yeah. And not only that, I don't know what kind of quality is coming out of there for $2. You know, for a butt pick. Like, is that a quality ass?
I don't
usually,
know.
Yeah.
I don't know the going rate, Jamie.
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't answer the question.
I know. I don't know. Yeah, $2 butt pick.
I am surprised we've never heard of this, though.
Yeah, I have.
That does blow me away because we see things every day.
Every
to do
this
day. Show.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of Belfies.
Yeah. So, a Belfie. More women than men send out Belfies. So, that's something to know. Let's see here. It says also 77% credit a Belfie to an improved romantic connection online. So if like they're just chatting back and forth or whatever, and then you're like, wow, this is really going nowhere. Here's my ass. I guess all of a sudden it's a love connection.
It seals the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you I was with, I've never been on a dating site or whatever, and I don't not agree with it. I think it works for a lot of people. But my girlfriend, she was sitting with two computers, like a tablet and then her laptop. And all she was doing, she was on like four different sites. And what I thought was weird is that she was also on four. The other people that she was looking at were on four different sites. So she was just going in a circle looking at the same people.
Yeah, the same people on every single
on
site.
Different sites, yeah. On like that Cupid, Morefish, or what?
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, it's Plenty of Fish, but we call it Plenty of Fish.
Oh. And what else is there?
OK Cupid. Yeah. I think there's like Hinge.
Bumble.
Tinder.
There's a lot out there.
Yeah, Match.com. eHarmony.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's the one where you can find a specific religion?
That's probably, I mean, Match, eHarmony.
Yeah.
Or you just like,
isn't there like Christians
Mingle?
Only?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And don't forget my fave. Farmers only.
Yeah.
You guys, that is the saddest. Remember when we did it as a joke? I signed up for it to look at. That is literally the most heartbreaking sight on the planet. There are men on there. Well, first of all, they have not gone to a dentist because they're too far away from the city. And so they're way out in the country without any dental care.
Yeah.
And some of them look like they've fallen in love with a sheep or two.
Oh. But they need love, too, you know? So
that's all they got.
You gotta have sights like that.
And then there was a woman on there, and she was like, I don't know, she was 67 years old, and her husband had died. I think I read it on the air. Her husband had died, and she's out on this farm out in the plains, and she hasn't been around people in, like, 2 years. Oh, my God, I just wanted to drive out to her and hug her and have coffee with her. It was, I mean, they're really, like, farmers only are lonely-ass people.
Yeah.
They're sad.
Well, there's somebody out there for everybody, Jimmy. There really is.
I don't think there is because they're so far out there.
Yeah. Well, we don't know. I mean, we don't know the hookup rate. I'll bet you it's pretty high for farmers only.
I don't know.
Yeah, farmer on farmer.
Like, for her, you had to drive 3 hours to see her.
I mean, that's a commitment. If you're going out there, you're probably hooking up with her.
And it looked like she made her dress. It had, like, you know, that weird stitching, like my grandma's made my dress kind of look.
Yeah.
My grandma would make my dresses. I was like, really? We can't just go to the mall?
Sounds traumatic.
You probably didn't even have a mall.
No, we didn't. Yeah. We had to go to St. Louis.
I started to say you didn't have a mall.
We had to drive 2 hours. But, I mean, come on. And then she'd make my sister, who was 4 years older than me, the same dress. So we had to dress a lot. Oh, my God.
Matching dresses?
Yeah. And then everybody had T-shirts. We got a brand new T-shirt corner, right? And so everybody got, like, the iron-on shirts, right? And then you got your name on the back. Well, my mom would not spend enough money to get my name, Jamie, on the back of my T-shirt.
Yeah.
And so she took a Sharpie and did big block letters, Jamie, on the back of my freaking shirt. Do you know what a dork I was? You go to school, everybody else has their names all shiny. Mercy, Riona, all these nice names on the back of their shirt. Mine's in Sharpie. And she did it while I was wearing the shirt, so my name was actually on my back, too.
That's so true.
So awful. All right, anyway, let's see here. What else do I have for you? Jimmy Kimmel is had Anderson Cooper on, and he talks about guest hosting Jeopardy.
I crushed it the first time. The second time I was playing against Cheech Marin, and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a cakewalk. I mean, I've seen Cheech and Chong movies. The synapses can't be firing that quickly. Turns out he is the smartest guy.
He's very smart.
He destroyed me. And do you know what it's like to walk into the CNN newsroom the day after Cheech Marin has destroyed you in every
I had no idea that Cheech was smart.
I didn't either.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Somebody wrote in our text video, by the way, we have a live text in studio at 51059. My buddy drives from Walden to Fort Collins to hook up with girls from Tinder on Facebook.
That's far.
That is far. But I bet they are lonely out there. Let's see here. Wyoming, where the men are men and the sheep are nervous.
Oh my God. That's not fair.
Somebody said there's Facebook dating, too. Have you been on that?
I haven't really gotten any matches on it or anything. I don't think a lot of people use it. I think they signed up for it and then kind of forgot about it because it's difficult to get to on the app.
Gotcha. Somebody said J-Date is where to find a good man. That's for Jewish men.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
J-Date? I have, yeah. But I don't know if you're not Jewish, if you could be on it. Like, that would be weird.
How do they know?
Oh, yeah, they don't. I guess if you spell gefilte fish wrong.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you guys. I haven't heard of Belfies either. Thank God. Yeah, because I have no idea what a Belfie was until today. Paul McCartney says the Beatles smoked weed for the first time with Bob Dylan. I don't know why that's important or why it's in the news. And then don't forget, this Saturday is Prince Philip's funeral. Tomorrow is Prince Philip's funeral. All the networks are going to be carrying it. BJ has told us that he is going to wake up for it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I do. I just want to see if there's any kind of, eye roll, maybe a little, a little jab at the other brother from Harry to William. You just never know. Something could fall apart.
Yeah, it could be amazing, right?
Yeah.
And then finally, a big study came out, and they asked hotel staff what they found in hotel rooms. I can't believe how many hotel people say they find poop in the room.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you disgusted?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are so many stories about fecal matter on nightstands, fecal matter on TVs. Like, it just makes me want to take sanitary wipes up to the whole hotel room. They find them in the bed. They find it in the bathtub.
It makes me not want to stay in a hotel ever again.
Agree.
What do you mean?
Isn't that nasty? It's just nasty. Somebody also said it was the weirdest thing. They walked in to clean the room, and there was broccoli everywhere. In the bed, the tub, the toilet, the drawers. It was ground into the carpet even. Broccoli just everywhere. That is so nuts. Oh well. Anyway, there you go. Tabloid trash.
7:39, BJ Jamie Morning Show. It is very slick out there. Be very, very careful this morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9 is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Currently, we're at 27 degrees. Snow in the area. I'm not really sure. I think it's supposed to snow most of the day today, lightly. So another inch of snow or so for the for whatever area you're in this morning. And then maybe stopping sometime tonight?
Yeah, it's still coming down, that's for sure. It started about 5 o'clock at my house, and it has not stopped.
Yeah, it's very slick out there because it froze overnight, and it's really, I mean, you get in those ruts, and it gets dangerous.
Oh, let's go live to Jim Hooley. Hurry, hurry.
In Boulder this morning. Live in Boulder. I'm Jim Hooley, Fox 31.
We always miss him at the tail end.
We catch him right there every single time.
Every time.
I'm Jim Hooley.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think that's all he ever said.
I know. All right, fine. Whatever, Jim.
All right, stump the chumps. I've got some good questions today.
Good, that's coming up next. All right.
Also, if you got the Pfizer shot, now they're saying you got to get a third.
Well, they're saying a booster.
Yeah, booster. Third shot, though, right? Third shot.
No, they're saying that it's it'll be a booster every year.
Yeah, but there's a third shot you have to get within 6 months.
Oh, I was watching Lester Holt, and he said that he talked to the Pfizer guy, and the Pfizer guy said it looks like in the future you'll probably have to do a one-year booster.
That's additional, but there's a third shot that's coming,
too.
I didn't know about that one. Yeah, it's sneaking up on you, right, Spadil?
Yeah, you're both right.
Yep. There's a third shot, and then annually after that, just like a flu shot.
Yeah, because that's what he was saying.
Yeah. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
You got Spadil and Carson, a couple chumps. BJ will ask them questions. It's Stump the Chumps. We know that Jamie's smarter. Her answer's right. Can you guess the answer? It's Stump the Chumps. It's Stump the Chumps.
It's Stump the Chumps. Here we go. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, a new feature for the past couple of weeks. Stump the Chumps. The Chumps being Spadil, our producer, and Carson will take a shot at the questions. Now, Jamie always likes to take a look at the questions and try to predict how many you think they'll get right this time.
Yeah, I'd say zero.
What? Oh,
four.
No.
Yeah.
They're that hard?
Yeah, they're...
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, zero. Don't hold that up. He can see.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, my
God. Right. All right, so you guys are going to take a shot at it, and we encourage you to play along in your car. 51059 if you want to throw one up there for Texnado. But you guys, turn off your Texnado. Turn it off.
Okay.
Come on. Turn it off.
Turn it off.
We do this every day.
Okay.
Come on. Turn it off. Stop. All right. You guys ready?
We're ready.
All right. Again, it's Stump the Chumps. Four trivia questions. Let's see who can win, Spadil or Carson.
All right. Here we go. First one. You ready? Which U.S. state has Garden State as its nickname?
Oh, that's easy.
Well, okay.
There you go. Then we'll go with Carson first. Carson, the answer being Garden State.
Shot in the dark, New York.
You're close. It's New Jersey.
Showing off.
Yeah, it was. All right.
Showing off, right?
Yeah. All right. What's the highest grossing video game franchise to date?
Oh, man.
You should know this, Spadil. You're a gamer.
Yeah, but there's like...
No, from gamer to player, remember?
Yeah, he's a player now.
Yeah, he's not a gamer. He's a player.
Yeah, Voss is strong.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Duh. Sorry about that. All right. Carson, you want to take a guess?
Fortnite.
Okay.
Damn.
Halo.
Mario.
That was my other guess.
Really?
Oh, yeah, your other guess. Yeah. Should have gone with the other guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure it was. I always like saying that, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. Yeah. In which state was the television show Roseanne set?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Roseanne, the setting for the show. What state was that? Come on, that's easy.
Oh, you know.
I never watched that show.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Spadil. Take a guess.
Illinois.
Carson?
Pennsylvania.
Illinois.
Wow.
Wow.
What's up?
Smoking.
Wow.
Chicago. You're on fire. Not only are you hot, but you're smart.
That's sexy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Smart and hot?
Intellect man.
All right, one more question, Carson. You're going to lose.
What year did Game of Thrones premiere on HBO?
What year? Game of Thrones, HBO.
Bum, bum, bum.
Spadell, go ahead.
2006?
Carson.
2011.
That's right.
Oh.
Wow. 2011.
Nice.
Wow, wow, wow.
But Spadil wins today.
That's why I love still 4-3, baby.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show, 8:02 here on this Friday morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, 105.9. BJ and Jamie Morning Show, 26 degrees right now on a Friday headed into the weekend. This news came out yesterday, but I've got a question for you, Jamie. First, I'll play the news story here. I guess Pfizer's now saying that you're going to need a booster shot. And, listen to the story. Here we go.
For the tens of millions of Americans inoculated with the Pfizer vaccine, tonight, new word. They'll likely need a third shot, a booster dose, within 12 months of being fully vaccinated. Pfizer's CEO says, like the flu shot, the vaccine could be annual.
The variants will play a key role. It is extremely important to suppress the pool of people that can be susceptible to the virus.
All right, here's my question, okay?
Yep.
When all this vaccine stuff started, and you went in and got yours, Carson got his, and Spadil's got his, didn't we just assume that you'd need an annual shot?
I feel like we did.
Yeah. That's why I don't find any of this shocking when I heard the news yesterday that annually you're going to have to get a shot.
Yeah, I didn't think this is all of a sudden, what's the one that used to, my sister has that mark in her arm.
Smallpox
I don't know why. I didn't think it was one of those that you got it as a child and it lasted forever.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I don't know. But some of those, even that you get as a child, you booster up, when they're in high school and stuff.
Yeah, you have to booster up sometimes, yeah.
So, yeah, I just assumed it was the flu.
I went into the doctor. This was about, and I'll just give you my story real quick here. I went into the doctor. As you know, I had to do some follow-ups from what happened in January. And he advised me that of the two, COVID-19 and shingles, that I was better off getting the vaccine for shingles first before I even look into the COVID. So because they don't want you to do them together, I guess.
Probably not.
Yeah, because
I don't think they know. Here's my thing. I was watching one of the commercials, and this came across my head. So one of the commercials for arthritis, it came on, and at the end, because my kid and I do the side effects of things, we do a thing. But one of the side effects said blood clots may occur, and all of a sudden I thought, I wonder if we've ever thought about these RA patients with arthritis getting that shot. Is that what's creating the blood clot with this other? I don't know.
I don't know if anybody knows.
Yeah, because even our boss, his wife got tetanus shots, and her doctor told her to wait for the COVID shot because she just had tetanus shots.
Yeah.
Because they're not sure how they all mix.
And that's exactly what I was told when I was at the doctor's office, and I've yet to get my second because the shingle shots are just like the COVID. It's a two-step process. And I go back and get my second one, and I get that in May, first week of May. And then I've been told I need to wait another 3 months before I start with the COVID stuff.
Yeah, because all those shots, that may cause this. And I'm like, do we want to combine all those that can be this with the COVID shot?
Yeah, because there's going to be so many adverse reactions that that you're right, they don't know about. They
don't
have no idea.
And they haven't studied that part yet, what you can put together.
No clue on that,
You know what I'm scared about? I'm the vaccination queen. Because did you guys see Neil Bratz, what he did? He made me the vaccination queen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I have a beautiful ball gown on, and I have a crown, and they call me the vaccination queen because I'm so pro-vax. Anyway, thank you, Neil. I look beautiful.
Well, I gave you that name yesterday.
Oh, and that's why he made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vaccine Queen.
The Vaccine Queen.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's what I called you.
Sorry. Yeah.
Where's my props here?
I'm sorry.
I labeled you. I gave you a crown and a sash.
You did, but then he drew it up. If you can share that from Jamie White Zone, there, Schmidl, some people. I look fantastic. I'm just like, whoa. I make a beautiful princess. Anyway, what was I saying?
Something about the vaccine queen.
Yeah, but what was it? Oh, I know. So I don't want to scare anybody, and I want you all to get shots. But my girlfriend, she posted that she was down. I mean, I shared it with you guys, too.
Yeah, I saw it.
That she went down on the second one. She got it yesterday, and she said it jacked her up, and she did the Pfizer. Well, then all the other neighbors, because we're all neighbors, all moms, hi. Anyway, we are all posted. But then a bunch of the other neighbors that she knows that I don't know, they were all down, too, on the second shot.
And you say that they're pretty fit, so that kind of worries me a little bit.
They're all fit, and they're all younger than me, and I'm like, oh, hell. And I get mine on next Saturday.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm worried. She said that she's in bed and that she can't get out of bed. And then somebody else said that they felt nauseated. And somebody else said that they thought they were going to have to go to the ER. I'm like, what?
My wife was down for probably 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got it on a Friday and she was in bed till Sunday.
Oh. Well, and I don't want to scare anybody. I just want you to know, I guess it does happen. So thankfully, I'm getting it on a Saturday, but I'm still the vaccine queen, and everybody needs to be immunized.
I just don't
look forward to feeling like when you know that there's a date when you're going to feel bad, that sucks. You
know? I think it's just the unknown. Like some people feel like they've got their second shot, whatever, and they don't feel anything. And then other people, like your friends, are like, it put me down. I can't even get out of bed.
But then I think like somehow I'm like better than them or something. Like, oh, you know what? I'm stronger.
You're going to show them up?
Yeah, like nothing will happen to James. Dun, 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 dun.
Which could happen.
Yeah, I put my Pfizer cape on, and it's amazing.
With that attitude, you're a prime candidate. You're going to be down
for 3 days.
You are screwed.
Exactly.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, my goodness. Jamie, simmer down. Simmer down. You always find these miracle drugs that are out there. This is not a drug, but you always find these miracle cures that's going to clear up everything.
Yes.
You're going to walk back in here 15 pounds lighter come Monday.
You guys aren't going to know me. I'm going to be a freaking supermodel on Monday.
Look, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying don't expect too much.
Listen, friends. First of all, I tried to tell BJ to have one apple every single day because I read that having one apple every single day clears out your kidneys of whatever. There's like toxins and stuff that's really bad.
Yeah, and it's anti-inflammatory.
Yep.
Yeah, and an apple is a freaking superfood. I mean, it is Jesus's pill, man.
I can't eat an apple every day.
Yes, I can every day. What do I have in here every day?
An apple.
I have an apple every day. It's no big deal.
It's a quick snack.
It's delicious.
Great way to start off the day.
Yeah, I have an apple every day. You just put it in your backpack.
It's just not as good as a ho-ho. That's what I like. I could do a ho-ho every day. If you'll find a study about a ho-ho or a Pop-Tart every day, I can stick with it. I promise.
I kind of have.
What have you found?
Listen to this. It says that eating chocolate can help you lose weight.
No.
Yes.
You're kidding.
Researchers gave these really fat-ass mice. I mean, they said these mice were like morbidly obese.
Yeah, they were heavy.
Like I'm a mouse. Damn. They're sitting back in their recliners.
I can't even get out of bed. Yeah.
It was my 600-pound life, mouse style.
I think if I were a mouse or a rat... Mm-hmm. And they start fattening me up.
Yeah.
I think I'd get suspicious. I'm just saying. I'm trying to think like a rat right now. Okay? But I think if I were in a lab and they start fattening me up, all the cheese I can eat, like going to the country buffet or something.
It's like you're in heaven.
I think at that point I'd be like, wait a minute.
Right? Something's up here.
Oh, wait a minute.
I think you're overthinking this.
Anyway, these were morbidly obese mice. They also had extreme liver disease. And what they did is they gave them supplements of cocoa powder for 8 weeks.
Man.
What?
These mice are just like me. I got all those same conditions.
Liver disease, morbidly obese. They gave him cocoa powder for 8 weeks, and that they found that even though the mice were on those high-fat diets, even though they were eating all that cheese, like you said, the supplement reduced their DNA damage to their liver and the amount of fat in their livers. So I just ordered it off of Amazon, cocoa powder that was keto-friendly.
Now, I will say that for years, I've always heard that dark chocolate is really good for you. Now, I've never bought into it. I just feel like anything chocolate is probably not good for you, but they do say it.
My dermatologist, Dr. Wu, she always ate dark chocolate, and she was skinny.
You're kidding.
Nope, she was super skinny. Yeah.
I wonder if that works that way with like a dark chocolate Hershey bars.
Well, yeah, it's cocoa. Anything with cocoa, you have to see the amount of cocoa powder. They just use cocoa powder for 8 weeks. So you can go on Amazon. Huh. They do have keto friendly ones. And I just bought it. It's organic, vegan free. I mean, no, not vegan free, the opposite. Vegan friendly, all that stuff. Not vegan. It's all made out of meat. And so we'll see what happens. I'm going to try it for 8 weeks.
All right.
I mean, if nothing else, it'll like repair my liver, right? That's according to, I mean, it did.
That's an upside.
And it helps lower the risk of heart disease, reduce inflammation.
Yes.
It's good.
What if you're eating your dark chocolate or your cocoa powder that you've ordered, okay, without the carbs?
Yeah.
What if you're eating that, but at the same time you're drinking vodka?
I think they cancel each other out.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Just like my apple with the salt on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. It's healthy for you, but the salt's going to kill you, right?
Right. Okay. So I have a green apple every morning, but I put the salt on it, but I feel like they cancel each other out.
So if you eat a dark chocolate bar as you drink your vodka, you should be fine, right?
Here's what I'm thinking. Sprinkle the cocoa powder in my vodka.
Yeah. Oh, chocolate and then vodka.
Mix it up. Sounds disgusting.
Now you're talking.
I know, right? Yeah, I'm thinking. So now I'm on, of course, so you know what happens once you get in on Amazon. Well, now I'm in Amazon on these supplements.
Yeah.
It is a dark hole. Now I'm thinking I need MCT oil. God. It's something that you need for they say people that bought this. And I was like, well, if they bought this and then they bought that, I probably need that too. I mean, I don't know what MCT oil is, but everybody that bought the cocoa powder, they bought the MCT oil.
I can't wait to see how many boxes show up on your front door in this next week.
It's just, I'm just saying, if these people know stuff. And then if I bought the MCT, I'm also supposed to buy ghee. It's GHEE.
Yeah, well, Amazon offers as a full package. I'd just get everything.
If they suggest it, just buy it.
Yeah. But you know how you go down the wormhole of like people that bought this? You're like, ooh. Because they do it at Christmas when you buy a toy. They're like, people that bought this also bought these accessories for that toy. And I'm like, I probably need all those accessories.
Yeah, absolutely you do. And when it comes to your health, you can't, can't cut it short.
Exactly.
At all.
I'm just saying that Monday morning.
Wow.
Thong.
You're kidding.
No. Oh, my God. I'm on cocoa powder, man.
I'll be here. I can't wait for that.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I think the snow is supposed to continue all the way through tomorrow morning, in fact.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's what I'm seeing,
it
right?
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. You are correct, sir.
All right. Temperature continues to drop. It's 26 degrees. Colder now than when we came into work this morning, so... today's going to be kind of a nasty looking day out there.
Are we going to cuddle?
No, we're not going to cuddle.
Good boy, right in front of the fireplace and drink our cocoa.
Oh, yeah.
I've got things to do today. Okay. I don't have time.
You don't want to cuddle? We can get in my Sleep Number bed and turn on the foot warmers.
No, I don't.
Sure,
that's nice, but
great.
Maybe next week.
All right, thanks.
Man. All right, Tabloid Trash is next. Hang on.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hello, that's a little loud. What are you doing over there? You're preoccupied.
Yeah, I'm looking at stuff on... I'm trying to answer some email, actually.
Oh, okay. All right.
I haven't been in my email in about 3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
And so it takes a while to go through it. I wanted to clear it out this morning.
I think I have 80,000 emails.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had 2,000.
I tried to clear them, but it just keeps going for a circle for like 5 hours, and it won't do anything.
Yeah, I think you overloaded it.
I think I did.
At 80,000.
A lot. Somebody wrote this on our Textnado. By the way, our Textnado's live in studio at 51059. Jamie, you can get ghee in the grocery store. It's about $10 for 6 ounces. You can save a lot of money if you make yourself your own ghee. Okay. You know I don't cook. Let's see here. It says that ghee is nothing but butter and is melted down to remove the solids.
Ghee?
Ghee. Have you ever heard of ghee?
Never heard of
it. Me either. It says cocoa powder comes from a nut. And it says you really should do some education before spouting off your mouth. Shut up. Listen, it was a study about the amazing effects of cocoa powder. I did not study it. I just read it, right? It said you need to eat some cocoa powder and it'll filter out your liver.
I thought it was a bean.
What?
A cocoa bean.
A cocoa bean. Yeah. I don't know. You're right.
Yeah.
I thought it was a bean.
A coconut. Coconut.
Coconut's a different nut. That's a coconut.
Right, but isn't that where cocoa powder comes from?
Oh, not a gosh. Coconut.
Cocoa. I don't know where the hell
coconuts
comes from.
Are in trees.
I understand where they come from.
Let's go to Spadil. He's got a college education.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
Does cocoa come from a coconut?
No, I'm pretty sure it comes from cacao.
Oh my!
Like the
God.
Cacao
what,
tree.
What country cacao. Is that located?
Cacao.
I think they're down in South America.
Get out of here.
It's all over the place. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
I thought that's how you say hi in a different language.
Cacao.
Cacao.
Oh my
we
God.
Need to go home, right?
I'll tell you where cocoa comes from. You want the real truth? I know exactly where it comes from.
What?
Amazon.
Yep, that's where I got it. That's exactly where I got it. And I posted a picture of it. I said, because I am so stupid, I read the study about cocoa powder and immediately went on Amazon. Boom. It's going to be shipped to my door Sunday morning.
That's where everything comes from. Amazon.
I know. It's the true story. It's where babies come from.
Exactly.
Everything. It's just everything. All right, a couple things. I'm feeling sorry for Amber this morning. Amber with Slacker and Steve, she just posted a picture and a tree just took down all her power lines.
Right in her backyard.
Yeah, just took them all down.
That's going to be a long day.
It is. And if you're a girl, you don't want your power off because it's really hard to do your hair.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You need a generator for your blow dryer.
Yep, so she'll probably be in a hat today. Also, you know who else I feel sorry for? And I'm being serious about this one. I mean, not that I wasn't the other. But Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
It's so sad. This is going to be a really hard day for her on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know?
I do agree. Tomorrow. That's tomorrow, right?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's got so many different things going on. I mean, you lose your husband. You've been with this guy for, 73 years or so you guys were together. And then you've got all this spiraling out of control with the two grandsons, William and Harry. Yeah, that's a lot of pressure on her.
Yeah, and you're... Your son married some really ugly bitch.
Oof, yeah.
That's got to be that one is not a looker. That's what, if I can make the sound of how Camilla looks, like that. Anyway, it's going to be a really hard day. They've been practicing. Have you seen the practices?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so it's going to be a very big, it's like a whole pageantry thing. Like they're doing a whole deal. There's only going to be, 60 people in the cathedral?
30.
Yeah, 30.
Wow.
30.
That's going to even make it harder, I think, because it's going to be so intimate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're just standing there with only family. Ugh, it's going to be heartbreaking. But anyway, yeah, so the funeral is tomorrow. I know. What's his name? Carson. Carson, so excited. Breaking news about a fight.
Oh, yeah. Conor McGregor and Poirier. They are fighting again. Number 3. It's going to be in July.
It's just announced.
Just announced. Hot off the presses.
And Schmidl's excited about it, too.
Yeah, the last fight was really good.
Yeah.
That was the one McGregor got knocked out.
Yeah.
So they're 1-1, right?
Yes.
1-1. So July 10th. It's a Saturday. Yeah.
That's super excited. Are you excited, BJ?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you don't really seem to be.
No, I'm not a big fan of what is it, MMA?
UFC.
Whatever.
MMA is what they do.
Is what
right.
they do,
BJ's right, though.
It is MMA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
They use MMA in the UFC.
But the league is UFC.
Correct.
Exactly. It's MMA.
Oh, my God.
I'm not an MMA fan, no matter what, you know, UFC, whatever it is.
The other thing is the Avs play tonight.
Yeah, they do.
The Avs are in first place, BJ.
In the league.
They are?
Yeah, in the entire league. In the whole league.
But their goalie has COVID now.
Yeah, but we got a backup who's a stud. So we're good.
Okay.
We traded for him.
The goalie has COVID?
Yeah, Groob's got COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's out for 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Son of a biscuit eater.
Can't they get a vaccination?
Well, I think
Come on, man.
He already has it.
He had the vaccination?
No, the COVID.
Well, yeah. I mean, he could have gotten a vaccination probably a month ago.
Well,
he's
some of the players do, and some of the players have opted not to take it. But the people that did, one, Donskoy, actually was out last game because of the symptoms of the second shot.
Really?
Yeah, it knocked him out that bad.
All right, anyway.
Go Abs!
Woo!
That didn't feel authentic.
Yeah, you don't care about hockey. We've got a great chance to win the cup. If you want to bet on anyone, you might want to bet on the Avs.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. We do have a chance to win the cup.
Okay.
You know, we've won it twice.
We have?
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't think three cups is enough. I think you get four or five if you can get them.
Okay. You remember, I hit Eric Lacroix.
You did?
Yeah.
What do you mean you hit him?
I hit him hard. Because he was being a creep.
You punched him?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, I just hit a hockey player. That is scary. That was probably like the worst idea I had. Mercedes-Benz, this is the weirdest story ever. All right, so Mercedes-Benz is coming out with an electric car. You guys, it has a nap. Yes, I'm saying nap. N-A-P. A nap mode. It has a special power nap program to help drivers get some sleep during a rest stop. It automatically reclines the driver's seat into a resting position, closes the windows and the sunshade across the glass roof. Then the interior lights and temperature adjust to create a soothing atmosphere. Relaxing sounds come from the stereo, and then a starry night appears across the roof. Oh. Yeah, and the dashboard screen. After a while, the car will then begin to wake you up. It includes a special energizing fragrance and a gentle massage. And then the seat raises back up and the overhead sunshade opens up.
Man.
Is that the dumbest idea for a car ever?
Well, sounds dangerous to me.
You just go into nap mode while you're driving?
Well, you're doing 75 miles per hour down the road. You hit the wrong button, all of a sudden it's napping.
Right?
Yeah. Stars come out, music starts playing, you're doing 85, you fall asleep.
It just seems like that. I mean, a nap. What person, and by the way, the car's over $100,000. What person that has enough money to buy over $100,000 car needs a nap mode?
Exactly. Who's taking a nap in their $100,000 car?
Right. Exactly. That is such a weird. Yeah. I've never seen such a dumb feature in my life. Anyway, it's coming out this fall. This new car. It's called It's an electric Mercedes, and it's called the EQS. So you'll see it. Did you see that you're not allowed to boo in California as they open up all their sporting events?
Yeah, I did. Cheer? You can't cheer or boo. You can't do anything.
No.
You can't yell for your team.
No,
you can't
yelling.
Do any of that.
No yelling, no singing, no chanting.
Nope.
No using noisemakers that need air. So no.
You know, they're doing the same thing tomorrow for the royal funeral.
Oh, you can't cheer or anything?
You can't sing any of the hymns or anything they're singing for the funeral.
Oh.
You can't sing along. You can't do any of that. They have a whole list of rules for that.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
No talking?
What I'm most excited, I mean, I'm excited about a lot of things this weekend, but Sunday night's going to be great. The Country Music Awards are Sunday night, and some of the best artists on the planet are going to be singing, I guess, including Miranda Lambert and Ella King with the song that we play, which is Drunk. They're going to sing it for the first time on stage. They better not let me down.
Yep.
I hope it's so good.
Well, it should be.
Yeah, because, I mean, those two together. Is she still real pregnant?
I don't know.
Ella King?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the only thing that might be awkward, singing about being really drunk while you're pregnant.
Yeah, that doesn't add up on camera.
Maybe
they just shoot her from the neck up.
That might be awkward, like, you're singing about being drunk and you got baby in your belly. That seems wrong. And then finally for you, I guess the forest crew has shown up to Downing near Alameda, where all the trees are down, so they're cutting all the trees down and they'll be getting you through there shortly, I guess.
Well, they need to go to Amber's house.
Well, they sure do. I know.
After they leave there.
All right, there you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, coming up in about 8 minutes, another chance at $1,000.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, there was something I was going to bring up during tabloid trash, Jamie. Did you see, hold on. Did you see where J-Lo's going to keep the ring?
Oh, she is?
$1.8 million ring. She announced yesterday she's not giving it back.
She must be mad. Yeah, that's the only reason why you keep the ring is if you're mad.
Well, is it customary to keep the ring? Yeah, all right, let's say that you've been together for 4 years. We're talking J-Lo and A-Rod. They've been together for 4 years. You've been engaged. He gave you a ring 2 years ago. Mm. I was always under the impression that if she cheated and called off the marriage,
that she gives it
she
back.
Gives it back.
Yeah.
If he's the one who did it, then she gets to keep it.
I kept both of my rings.
You did?
No, actually, that's not true. I popped the diamond out of the last one. I popped the diamond out of it because I'd paid for the diamond.
Yeah.
And so I popped it out and then left the setting with him in his bag of weed.
Oh. Yeah.
Because I was like,
and it's hard to put a bag of weed in a setting.
Well, no, because I was because I hated that he smoked pot. It was a statement. Yeah. And so I popped the diamond out, which is actually this diamond right here. I popped the diamond out that I bought because he put a CZ in there when he asked me to marry him. Mm. How tacky is that? And so, and then I left the whole setting inside the bag of weed and shut it and left it on the counter.
See, the CZ is not so bad if everybody is on the same page that I'm getting a CZ, okay? But if you're getting a CZ and you're using that to pass off as a real diamond,
that's not good.
Then that's a shyster.
It's not a good look,
That's a shyster move, okay?
It really was. Because I looked at it, I go, this diamond, I remember I was like, this diamond looks really weird. And he's like, oh, yeah, like, I didn't get a real one because I know you're particular about your diamonds. No, I'm not. Who's particular about a diamond? Why don't you just say, it's because I'm a pot smoker. I can't afford it.
Did you see also there's a story this morning of a guy, I think in Atlanta, Georgia. Spadil knows a little bit more than I do. The guy that proposed to that girl, his fiance, and he had five rings.
Yeah,
did you see that?
I did see that.
All right, so he's got this little, I guess what you'd see at a jewelry store where the ring goes on, and he's got five on this platform. And so he picks out five different rings so that she can have a choice of which one she wants.
Were they all loners or something? I mean,
I don't know if they were all loners, but he brings them out to her. See, they have like the little fingers, so they might have been loners.
Like maybe he knew a buddy that had a jewelry store. I was like, I don't know which one she wants, so here's five.
Yeah, because there's no way he bought five individual rings and then was just going to take them all out there.
I know. I mean, they can't afford that, right?
I don't know.
But J-Lo has got quite the collection now.
She does.
Holy crap. I mean, there was Ben Affleck. There was the dancer, Chris, whatever his name was. Remember him? I don't think she ever got engaged to the ghost one, whatever his name was. What's his name? Casper. I don't think she ever got engaged to him.
But you got to figure, two or three of those rings are pretty expensive. I mean, the A-Rod is 1.8.
Ben Affleck.
She might have gotten one from Diddy. Who knows? Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
He probably can afford. I got a feeling Casper. Probably a $500 ring.
Yeah, and Chris, the dancer.
Oh, yeah, the backup dancer. Yeah. They don't make a lot of money.
She gave those ones back.
She probably did.
TJ and Jamie.
Yeah, I know. The music's just a little bit early today, but I got a doctor's appointment.
What's wrong with you now?
Oh, geez, Jamie. I may not make it through today. It's rough out there.
Don't even joke about that.
Just a checkup, but we can only get in at 10:30. So I got to run home. I got to do this and this and this and this. But it's Friday. A lot of people have kind of bagged it today because of the weather,
I
think.
Yeah, the weather's grabbing. But I am on Amazon, and I'm buying everything. Man, I'm going to buy this. You listen to this. I'll post it. Sweet Flex.
What are you looking at now? What are you doing?
Sweet Flex leggings.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
They're leggings that have resistance bands in them, and every time you step, you get like some kind of resistance, and you burn 255 calories a day just by walking around.
Shut up.
Just by walking around. Sweet Flex.
Really?
Yeah, leggings. I'm going to buy them right now.
Do they have them in my size?
Yeah, they have size 16. So so that would be
really
your size.
Where'd you get the tip on this?
Well, my girlfriend, Marissa, she told me. And then Clarissa told me. And then I went online and everybody said they work.
Wow. 250 calories.
A day just for walking around. Oh, my God. The only problem is they're see-through.
Might be a problem.
Yeah, so yeah, that's the only problem that she saw in the review.
I don't see the problem with it.
But can you believe it? I don't even know how it works. Yeah. It's so magical.
You're buying yourself a new body. Think about that.
I really
supplements,
am.
Cocoa powder.
My God.
They sound a little restrictive.
Well, yeah.
Like they might be a little.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll actually be able to walk in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But isn't that nuts?
Yeah. I can't wait to see you on Monday.
She said that she wore them around these leggings for, she wore them around one day, and now she needs to be in a bath with Epsom salts. And she's a gym goer.
Really? It made her that sore.
Yes.
Wow.
You guys, I'm telling you, you won't even know me this summer. It's going to be like, why is she so rock hard?
Yeah. Hot girl summer's ramping up.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, enjoy your leggings.
Thank you. I will. Yeah, I'll post about them.
Yeah, okay.
I'll show everybody.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and be safe. And we'll see you back here on Monday. Take care. Oh, by the way, next week, AJR tickets to give away.
Right?
I can't believe it. Nice. Concerts are coming back.
I know. That's so cool. That was my son's first concert at Red Rocks.
They're amazing live.
They were so good.
AJR, Fiddler's Green. The show's coming soon, and we've got tickets all next week. All right. Have a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.